I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Turbulence defines the Central African Republic. Last month's coup d'etat made its fifth since 1965. The United Nations says the tide of refugees fleeing the violence has risen to almost 40,000. Humanitarian needs are acute. Africa Inland Mission's Phil Beiler says fear is pervasive. In fact, AIM was supposed to have a team in the CAR this week. Beiler says, though, that the trip was planned long before the coup. They'll need your prayers because they're dreaming big.
We're hoping to next year place a team of missionaries in learning the language of the Mbororo people group, learning their culture, and trying to impact them with the gospel.
Next, child trafficking is on the rise in India. Rodi Rodehaver of IN Network USA says you can do something about it.
We just need people who will help us continue this program, because there certainly are many more young girls who we want to reach out to.
Last year, around 250 trafficked kids were rescued along the Nepal-India border. That's where a home supported by IN Network is saving little girls from being trafficked. Right now, 35 girls are getting warm meals, the gospel, and a life-changing education. And a practical project is paving the way for healing in Japan. 2 years ago, multiple disasters sparked by a massive earthquake hurt much of Japan. Today, people are still living in temporary shelters and can't afford heat. To help combat the cold, Baptist Global Response partners are making blankets. It's giving believers a chance to listen to survivors' stories and to share the hope of Christ. Pray that through this interaction, many would give their lives to Him. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN has a presence on Facebook. Just search for Mission Network News, and when you join us, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.